All right, it's that time. Your lunch hour. Mr. Credit here. Been making you smarter than everyone else for over 3 years now on the station. Going to continue to do the same thing today. The Dow closed above 15,000 yesterday. We're going to talk about that. Padres won again last night. Just saying, going for the sweep today. Game starts at 12:40. Live action on XX 1090. I'm sorry, Mighty 1090. Sorry, Adam. We've got a great panel in the studio today. Some really awesome talking points. Our mortgage guru is in the house, John Giroux, with the Guaranteed Rate, Vice President of Mortgage Lending, top 1% in the country. JJ, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
One of my favorite coats. I probably tell you that every time you wear it.
Thanks. That's why I keep wearing it. I got to throw it in the rotation on when I'm here.
No hair is back in.
I like it. Also, that's Jeff Campbell that you heard there from Jeff Campbell and Associates. First time on my show. Jeff, I've been on your show before.
Yes, you have.
Well, it's great to have you in the studio, my friend. Really appreciate it. Jeff is one of, I will say this, the best real estate agents in San Diego County and someone who will shoot you straight. Today, he's actually going to tell you that you could sell your own home. Now, this is a real estate agent. He said, you could sell your own home, something you could do on your own. I can't wait to have that discussion with you a little bit later in the program. And my financial planner, Dan Osgood, in the house as well from freeinvestmentaudit.com. Dan, welcome.
Thank you.
Great to have you, my friend. Yep. All right, so big shout-out to start the show off today to McDonald Legal Group. Good to see that Kudzu finally gets it, as Kudzu has listed the McDonald Legal Group, one of the best attorneys, William McDonald, one of the best attorneys in San Diego. Let's give a little round of applause for the McDonald Legal Group, William McDonald. I've known this for years. Been recommending William on this show for over 3 years now. McDonald Legal Group, William McDonald, finally recognized by someone else being one of the best attorneys in San Diego in Kudzu. Now, this is not a J.D. Power and Associates, okay? Kudzu is going off of the votes from customer reviews, based on customer reviews. And if you've used the McDonald Legal Group, go on to Kudzu and tell everyone about your experience. Add to the fervor. It is amazing. They do deserve it. And we should also say that just recently, our very own John Giroux, JJ, who's in the studio today, was confirmed again as top 1% in the nation by Mortgage Executive Magazine for 2012. JJ, congratulations, my friend.
Thanks.
You can give yourself a round of applause, too.
Oh, that seems weird.
There's nothing wrong with that.
He's just slicking his hair back.
So we've got some great people. And I'll tell you what. If there was an award for ethics and financial planning, I assure you, Dan Osgood would win that award. So I'm going to go ahead and just anoint you with that right now, Dan. We're all going to give you a round of applause as well. All right, great stuff. So let's jump into today's talking points. Now, Dan, I have to lean on you for this one because I continue to hear people say these exact words, and I need you to help reiterate, remind me if I'm crazy or not, and help me understand if I'm correct in saying that they're wrong. But people continue to say these exact words, when interest rates go up, end quote.
Right.
Now, I've been led to believe through lengthy discussions with you and other people like Steve Bick that that is not necessarily the case. Now, is it not necessarily the case in the sense that the sun may not rise tomorrow, or is it this actually, you know, as soon as the Fed is done buying all this stuff, you know, and quantitative easing to the tune of $1 trillion a year, then all of a sudden the party's going to be over.
Theoretically, I think that's what everyone's thinking, but there's no guarantee because what if the financial conditions don't warrant rates moving? What if that's working still at that point? There's no reason for rates to go back up.
Speaking of conflicts of interest, we now know that central banks have turned to owning stocks. So now, if that's the case, because they already own all the bonds, I mean, they're starting to buy stock and currencies, Forex. So these are people who have a direct impact on the value or lack thereof of those specific securities. Now they're investing in said securities. That, in my mind, would lead me to believe there's even more incentive for the central banks, including the FOMC, to not raise rates.
Right. It's just a big domino effect. Everything they're doing is pressure to keep the rates as low as possible, and every one of their actions continues to prove that.
Yeah, and they like it. Well, who doesn't like this? The market closed above 15,000 in the Dow yesterday. JJ, 15,000. just because it was a Tuesday.
It's light and fluffy.
They like the Tuesdays around here. That was the last time we made it.
They like Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays lately, too.
Today's a terrible day. We're only up 15. I mean, that's the type of market that we're in right here. Yeah. And I really, really hope you're not missing the boat. This is just one of those markets where we're not going to see anything change. Fed is still continuing to buy mortgage-backed securities as well, JJ, and that market hasn't got soft yet either, has it?
No, it hasn't. And, you know, I mean, they're definitely talking about easing that up, right? And I think in the next couple months they're going to get, you know, some pressure to stop that or to ease it up. And then we'll have to see what happens.
We'll talk
about interest rates going up.
Okay. So the day that the Fed says we're done with QE, that's the day that the party will be over. So if someone were privy to that information, it would be very valuable.
It would probably, yeah, it would probably be like, you know, a $5 million, you know, sort of informational piece.
I think it'd be worth more than that.
It definitely would be worth more, but what can you get for it?
I know.
Well, are you talking in terms of years in prison?
I'm just talking about, you know, just, you know, some information that you have to, you know, what is that worth?
I don't know. I mean, Goldman came out and said short gold and then, you know, went down $200 an ounce in the course of a week. So I would probably be looking to see what they have to say. They clearly have the insight. They were on the list, the white list of people who are getting the Fed information a day early, which is insane, but it's happening. So just a really interesting time. But at the moment, there's no end in sight. There's no light. We're still in the tunnel or the other way around, whichever way you want to look at it. And so at this moment in time, you can't say anything. You can't predict the future. So you can't make decisions based on, and this is my whole point, you can't make decisions based on being able to predict the future. You have to take the information that you have today, apply that.
Because there's always people going to say rates are going to go up or rates are going to go down or the stock market's going to go up or it's going to go down. And if they say it often enough, eventually they're going to be right. So you have to weed that out and just craft a plan based on what your needs and goals are and not worry about what everyone else is saying because you can get in trouble.
Very, very true. And that's the thing. If you make a plan based on something that's supposed to happen in the future and it doesn't happen, then everything's soiled, right?
Right.
So you can't do that. If your plan is based upon something taking place in the future, which is not guaranteed, that's not a plan, that's a hope. And we want to take as much hope out of your financial life as possible and put as much stability in there as we possibly can. So Jeff Campbell, you were telling me something very interesting here. I was not aware of this. That the state, although we have, you know, we have federal assistance with regard to cancellation of debt on short sales through the Mortgage Debt Relief Act, the state has not complied yet with that, and you've actually been lobbying for it.
That's correct. I just got back. I'm a state director for the Association of Realtors, and we're up in Sacramento lobbying our legislators to how's this? Pass commonsensical law.
Okay.
And
good luck.
Yeah, precisely. One of the things that California has not yet done is they have not yet adopted the federal taxation code whereby they're allowing relief that President Bush started for their taxation on debt relief.
2007 Debt Relief Act. Yeah.
Right. And so now it is. Thought that California will, or they would have by now, and they generally do, but California is in a crazy place whereby they're hungry for money.
Broke.
And, precisely.
Call it what it is.
And so,
they're broke.
So here's something that they have potential revenue for. The problem is those people who are doing short sales now or contemplating short sales now look at a possible income tax on debt relief. Or at least they're not sure of where that's going to wash out. Historically, again, the state has followed federal taxation law, but we're up there saying, let's get on the high horse. Let's get this done. We know we're going to go ahead and pass this. Let's pass it now. So that was one of the things that we're working on up there at the state.
So just another consideration, you know, where you're in that circumstance, something that you have to go over with your CPA, make sure that it does or does not apply to you before you make a final decision on anything. JJ, just out of curiosity, qualifying for a mortgage, cancellation of debt income, does that help?
You know, it's interesting. I mean,
I'm looking for a bright side.
Yeah. It's not a consistent income, you know. I'm trying to, like, you know,
it's a one-time
piece
situation.
That, yeah, I mean, even in capital gains sort of income is not going to be used for qualifying unless it's consistent and you can prove that it's going to stay consistent. So
no.
I would say, yeah, the answer is going to be no.
So there is no bright side.
It's not going to be. Yeah, it's a tough one to find a bright side, except for getting out of a bad position.
True.
Right? So that's the bright side.
Very true.
Moving on from a bad position.
Yeah, if you get slapped with the cancellation of dead income, it's probably still a smaller loss than it would be to go the other direction. In most cases. Of course, it's all case by case. We help you 100% free. If you would like to speak with someone, you can speak with me directly. You can speak with Jeff, JJ, or Dan. Just call the helpline. Leave us a message, 619-786-7853. 619-786-7853. You know, speaking of California being broke, Dan, there was something that we've been meaning to talk about forever, which is how they were contemplating the tax on wealthy people leaving the state. So what are we, in prison now? I mean, what?
The exit tax.
The exit tax. Oh, you're leaving? Give us a piece of your wallet and then have a nice day. Can you believe the gall? I mean,
that article went so far as to say they were going to create a task force that's going to patrol neighborhoods and get indications that people look like they're packing up so they could police them so they couldn't just sneak out of town in the middle of the night.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
This is something that we would be able to vote on, though. Didn't the governor say he would put that to a vote?
I don't know.
I think the governor said we would never do anything like this unless the people voted on it.
I can't believe anyone would vote for it. But
who would vote for that?
Well, people voted for the increase in taxes.
Definitely not Phil Mickelson.
Yeah. He's just one vote.
Yeah, one. Yeah, it's true.
Don't you know?
He didn't have to pack up in the middle of the night. He said, I'm leaving.
Yeah, he just left. I was like, I'm going golfing with all my stuff.
Elsewhere.
Yeah. Well, it's he's only got one vote. That's the thing. And he can afford it, of course. But so it's some of the other people where you're really taking a big chunk of the amount of money that they have that would really get stung by that.
Oh, absolutely. The article didn't make it crystal clear as to whether it was just going to be a percentage of what your assets are or if it's just going to be a flat fee of $1,000 or something like that. But
they're going to go for more than that.
Oh, I'm sure.
If they're going to make waves, it's going to be a percentage.
Yep.
And it's going to force capitulate a bunch of people. You're going to have to sell investments or sell properties. It's completely insane. And it's just another reason why I know more and more people leaving the state. Hey, I live in Vegas now. By the way, you get text messages like that all the time now. Mm-hmm. It's just, this is the reason. People are afraid that the broke government in the state of California is going to come after
Texas,
their hard-earned money.
Texas is advertising here in San Diego that there's a lot of opportunity. Come on over.
Yeah. Well, there is.
Yeah.
There is. The weather's not as nice.
I read an article yesterday where there's a truck driving job that pays $105,000 that they're hiring right now.
In San Diego?
In Texas.
In Texas.
Yes.
105K.
Yeah.
So if Adam, you ready to give up the dream for radio? And
because at 105 grand in Texas, you can live very, very well.
Oh man, you kidding me? You live in a mansion.
Yeah.
You can live well here on $105,000 for crying out loud. Amazing stuff. Just hard to believe that these things are taking place, but we have made the commitment to make you smarter than everyone else. So we'll give you the information, and it's up to you to do something with it. All right. When we come back, Jeff Campbell in the studio says that you can sell your own home. You can sell your home on your own. That's what he says, that he is a real estate agent, but I'm very curious to see where this goes. Stick around, we'll make you smarter than everyone else.
If you would like free advice from Mr. Credit, just call or text 619-786-7853. That's 619-786-7853.
Right, welcome back. Thanks for hanging out. Everything's up today. That's kind of normal, right? The Dow's up, gold's up. Yeah, everything's up. Things just go higher in this market. Doesn't matter what it is. You just push the buy button and make money.
There's a monkey out there making a lot of money. Making
a ton of money, this guy. Jeff Campbell from Jeff Campbell Associates in the studio. Now, Jeff, you have recently, you're your own man now. You don't work for any of the big conglomerate companies out there. You're doing your own thing. You're very well respected. I have gone as far and will go as far as to say you're one of the best real estate agents in San Diego County, somebody that I know really cares about people. That means a lot not just in any business, but especially in real estate. There's so much on the line for people. So when you emailed me and said, I want to tell people how they could sell their home on their own, I became very, very curious as to what you meant by that. Give me the skinny. What is it?
You're not the only one who became very serious. My email lit up saying, what are you talking about? What's the big idea? But the fact of the matter is that you don't need me. Now, how many guests come on your show and start off with that?
Zero so far.
And it may never be again. But truly, when I say you don't need me, I'm a service-oriented business. I have no product to sell. I'm completely and totally service. And if we think about it, there are probably more services that the consumer can do on their own than cannot. If you were to think of all the services out there in real estate, we know that that's true because we see those help wanted signs out in front of people's yards, aka for sale by owner.
Yeah.
And when we see people doing that, I like to think that those people know what they're doing. And there is a possibility that you can get to that level of knowing what you're doing. But it involves three key elements. And those three key elements are expertise, will, and backing. In the old days, we used to scare people away from doing it yourself, saying, oh, my golly, there's a plethora of paperwork, and you go through a forest of paperwork, and you can never do that on your own. Well, you can go online and learn to play the piano and learn to sell your own home. However, going back to those three key items, the first one being expertise. If you don't have the expertise, can you accumulate it? And can you accumulate it in a short period of time by the time it takes for you to want to have your home sold?
What's the expertise? Is that just the market, the prices?
The expertise is knowing what the heck you're doing when it comes to representing yourself, protecting yourself, and making sure that things are done to civil code, which we all know applies to for sale by owners as it does to non-for sale by owners. There are certain things you must do to comply with the law through disclosure law, et cetera, et cetera. Do you have the expertise? Secondly, do you have the will? Do you have the will? Do you have the time? Do you have the patience? Do you have the staying power? Can you hold your own property open? Are you available for showings? That takes a lot of time. People kind of forget that part when they're going at this. But again, if you have expertise and will, and finally, do you have the backing? What do I mean by backing? It's a little thing that I call E&O insurance, which is something that I carry. In the event that I don't do something contractually right when we talk about dotting an I or crossing a T, I carry insurance for that. If you don't carry insurance, you better have a lot more fortitude and self-backing. And so that's a question that an owner has to have. So if they have that crazy expertise, if they have the endless will and they have tremendous backing, yes.
So if they,
you can sell yourself.
If they don't have a job, if they are retired, have nothing to do, and can spend the time to educate themselves about the proper disclosures, can show the house to anyone at any time, and they have insurance or millions and millions of dollars to protect themselves in the case of a mistake, then it'd be okay. You give them the green light. Go ahead and sell it.
You can do it yourself. And by the way, I never talked about the three P's, which are pricing, promoting, and protecting. But we'll leave that for another show. But as you can imagine, the root system on this goes far and wide. There's a great story, and it goes like this. There were five escrow officers together, and they were talking in the escrow office because the new escrow had come in on the hot phone. And they said, we want to open an escrow. And it was a for sale by owner and a buyer representing themselves. And everybody was flipping the coin. Who's going to take this one? Because that's a tough escrow that even the seasoned escrow officers would rather give to the junior people.
Here's the thing. If I'm looking to buy a house, let's say I find a perfect place, and I'm going to give you a chance to sell me on East County here in a second. But if I'm going to go buy a place and I see a place that's for sale by owner, I don't know about you, JJ, but for me, if I see a for sale by owner, I'm assuming there's a discount that's baked into that. You know, I'm thinking, you know, I'm not going to pay full market value for that because these other houses that are selling for those market prices have commissions baked into them. And I know that. Everyone knows that. So I kind of assume that there's already needs to be a discount involved in the situation.
Yeah, I would assume the same thing. And even being in the business, I would probably stay away from that house.
Really?
Yes. Because I mean, traditionally speaking, the seller is not going to be able to represent himself in a legal fashion and protect the transaction from me as a buyer. So I would rather pay a little bit more personally and know I'm in a transaction that is going to go right.
Fully disclosed. That's the
just
thing
there's a lot of things that people just don't understand. And you know, so you walk into it on a discount. I'll give you a good example of a story. I mean, this was 2 years ago, but a woman who I'd worked with a couple times in the past, her and her boyfriend buying a house, selling their house, buying a house, and they ended up buying a for sale by owner in Encinitas. And I'll tell you what, I mean, there's probably a lawsuit that potentially could be involved because a lot of stuff was not disclosed.
See, that's the thing that scares me right there.
And the amount of work that she's had to do on top after buying and getting into the house and started some remodeling stuff, there was a lot of uncovering. And maybe it didn't, you know, that's where does it need to be disclosed? Did the seller know about it? But a professional real estate agent is going to be able to lead you down that path to sell the home right. So you don't have to worry about the lawsuit coming down the pipe.
Yeah. This disclosure thing that would concern me the most. It's like, why aren't you hiring someone to do this? You know, what is it that you're trying to hide here? That's the thing that would make me a little bit timid. I don't know. Maybe are for sale by owners happening right now? Jeff?
They're not happening. And it's interesting because if we see the market continue the way that it's going, we get these certain times where you will see for sale by owners come into the marketplace, go out of the marketplace. We're not seeing a lot right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't seen very many. I think most people have realized that you're going to get the best bang for your buck by using an agent. You're going to get the most value for it. And obviously, hands off. I mean, you don't want to be dealing with it. That makes a lot of sense to me. Okay, so let me give you an example here, Jeff, and I'll give you a chance to sell me on East County. So want to get a property with a nice lay, you know, maybe an acre or at least a half an acre, but, you know, some nice piece. The house doesn't have to be tremendous, pretty humble individual purchasing it. Let's say, you know, 12 to 1,500 square feet. Why would a guy be looking in East County for a property like that versus North County, let's say Escondido-ish or further?
Two things. Where your job is and how much you can afford. And those are the only two primary drivers of any location, whether it's East County, North County, South County, the coast. When we remove those and job doesn't matter and money doesn't matter, then the third thing is your heart. You know, do you want to wake up and hear the ocean or watch the planes? But the first two things, where's your job and a price?
Okay. So are you saying that East County is a better value?
What I'm saying, I live in East County. I live out in Alpine.
Right.
And being a salesman and being in real estate, my job is there and everywhere as a salesperson. Thank goodness I can afford gas at gas prices, and I can drive anywhere. But truly, the other thing is you get a lot for your money, and that really is that economic factor there. And we have over $1 million properties in East County. We have the affordable first-time properties. I tell you, though, what's really interesting, what we don't have right now are condos. Ah, but you say, wait a minute, what do you mean you don't have condos? You know how many condos are for sale, just FYI, in East County? 65 in all of East County.
65.
Is that a bowl you over moment? I was on the MLS this morning. That is unbelievable. Do you remember when El Cajon was the apartment condo land of all?
Yeah.
We have 65 available. So,
talk about low inventory. That's low.
That's right, a whole you betcha. But you know what? If you were still from Alpine as an example, I'm 40 to 50 minutes away from the airport. When we look at commutes overall throughout the country and the state, that's not necessarily a long ways to go. So we're within strike distance of Metro San Diego, and you get a lot for your money.
Yeah, no, I get it, and it'll definitely be a consideration, I think, for anyone who is looking for that type of property, like I will be in the not-too-distant future. Great stuff, Jeff. Really appreciate that. If you would like to speak with Jeff Campbell, who you just heard speak here on the show, call the helpline. I'll connect you directly with him, 619-786-7853. I know you're doing a lot of classes these days, Jeff. Is one of those classes where you teach people how to sell their own house?
No, because I just gave it. So that was the freebie. You don't have to leave your armchair. But we do classes on how to help people stay in their homes. One of the greatest beliefs, I think, of every good real estate practitioner is that we're in the business of housing people. And sometimes that means helping people stay in the house that they're already in.
Yeah, and I love that philosophy. I know you guys have had that forever at Jeff Campbell & Associates. 619-786-7853. I can connect you directly with Jeff. When we come back, step one and two of the life plan. We've almost given out 100 life plans at this point. I'm wondering if I should do something special for the 100th person. Maybe we will. Let me think about it.
Afterlife plan.
Afterlife
plan. Gold-plated life plan.
The gold-plated one. We'll make it smarter than everyone else. Be right back.
If you would like free advice from Mr. Credit, just call or text 619-786-7853. That's 619-786-7853.
Beautiful San Diego day. Mr. Credit here, guaranteeing to make you smarter than everyone else. Been doing it for over 3 years. Got the life plan, my life's work, my purpose, to really try to bring peace of mind. And I did some really deep thinking about it last night, Dan, about, you know, I think about the life plan constantly.
Every time I talk to you, you've been doing more deep thinking.
Yes, it's well, because ultimately, why did I do it? Why did I do all the things that I've done? Was to try to find peace of mind. And for myself personally, although I know that financial security does not make you happy, although financial insecurity sure can make you unhappy. Mm-hmm. But for me, that was really important, just kind of how I grew up and the things that took place. And you know, money was really important. I wanted that financial security. And so going through all these things that I did, and there's only 8 steps in the life plan. Mm-hmm. But going through all these things took me years to do them all. Years doing it on my own, out there running around, trying to figure things out, reading things, studying things, reading books, talking to people, talking to attorneys. Access to great, brilliant people to do this. It took me years. And so once I got to that point where everything was kind of done, it's like, oh, wow, I'm done.
Yeah. Now what?
Now I'm done. Yeah. Now so this incredible peace of mind, this mm-hmm. calm comes over you when you get to that point from a financial perspective, and I want to share it. And so that's what the life plan is. It's just sharing, you know, all the things that you need to do. Of course, this is a much more efficient way than I did it. This is in order and, you know, has all the right people there. You don't have to search for, oh, well, okay, I need to do my taxes. Now, who do I look for? You don't have to try to figure all those things out. We've got, you know, what it is, why you need it, how it works, who to call. Everything's right in there in every step. Now, step one and step two are both you, Dan Osgood. And the reason is because step one, and the reason why these are two different steps for the people who've read it and kind of seem like, oh, well, it looks like I can get through the first couple steps pretty quickly. That's on purpose. That's by design. Mm-hmm. Step one is a whole shift in mindset, right? Step one is called open your eyes. It's taking a close look at your personal finances. It's really identifying what are the expenses that you must have and what's your income so we know what kind of disposable number that we're working with. Now, I imagine that in your experience working with people, it's a rare situation in which someone has already done this step.
Almost never.
Almost
have I seen anyone have it nailed down to that. There's a lot of people that have a pretty good idea of what those numbers are and what they need to do, but they really have not put it on paper and really lined it out and said, well, this is my income. These are the fixed expenses that I have to pay no matter what. So what's left and how am I going to pay myself and then what's left to play with?
Step two is pay yourself first. Yep. We'll talk about that in just a second. The reason why step one is so important to do in its on its own is because it's a shift in mindset. It's mm-hmm. a shift from, oh, well, I spend what I can afford. Well, what does the word afford mean? Does that mean you have enough money? Because if you can't afford to buy a nicer car than you have, if you can't afford to live in a nicer place than you live, then you are living beyond your means. You should always be in a situation where you could afford way more, because afford just means you have the money for it. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean you need it. And so there's a big difference. There's a huge discrepancy there. So this is a huge mind shift. And a lot of business owners need to do this for their business.
Absolutely.
Tell me one publicly traded company that doesn't have financials put together, that doesn't know what their expenses are, that doesn't know what their disposable amount of money is to deploy on different marketing ventures or whatever it may be. You have to do this. And that's why it's in one step, because it's a mind shift. It's going, oh, okay, well, I have to look at money in a certain way. It's a little bit different than the way that I look at my family or something else where it's more emotional. This is about money. Step two is paying yourself first. This is where we prioritize that disposable income and help people figure out, you know, exactly what is important to you. What are your priorities? Let's put some money in those areas.
Right, right. And we've talked about it. There are some free avenues to access things like that. I offer one to my clients that is totally free with no strings attached, no data mining or anything like that. There are similar sites out there like mint.com, M-I-N-T,
yeah,
that is a great resource where you can go in and start accumulating that data and get a clear picture of what you have. But beware, there's advertising going on there and there's data mining like crazy happening. So you can guarantee your inbox in your email is going to be full of things directly targeted what you're spending money on.
It's always a scary prospect when a company says, hey, give us your credit card and logins and all of your banking information. Oh, it's totally free. Yeah. It's no cost to you.
No cost. We're just going to torment you.
In your case, though, you actually have to license this. You have to pay for the e-money software.
Right. I'm paying for it, so it is free to my clients, and there's no data mining that goes on. That is written in their privacy policy, in my privacy policy statement, saying this data is only to be used for the planning purposes. And in a lot of cases, it's just data that the clients are the only ones that have access to it, where I don't even see it unless they want me to. They have to allow me to view it.
And so the old idea that you have to get out an Excel spreadsheet and go line by line through your bank records. And by the way, when is the banking industry going to create? I mean, the first bank that does this is going to get everybody. Imagine if they – how hard could it possibly be? You go and you buy something, right? And so instead of having to take a physical receipt, this receipt, whatever it is, electronically gets sent to your bank records, and it just becomes a view. So you go through your banking records. It looks like it does now, but you can click on a view. Receipt view. Click. Boom. Here's all my receipts. Notes. Type in the notes. Boom. Why hasn't that happened yet? I mean, that's right there.
The Neat Desk Scanner does that.
He does it.
That's another tool you can use.
By the way,
gathering data.
All these ideas are free. I'm not – just go run with them, guys. Someone go out there and do this. And by the way, someone else, go make an undo button for elevators. When you accidentally press the wrong floor, why do you have to go there? Come on. Where's the undo button?
Cancel.
Anyway, yeah, cancel. Just push the button again. It's off and on. Certainly, we have that technology. So with regard to, you know, getting these things together, it's become much easier than it ever has
Absolutely.
Been.
Absolutely. And to address something you said, the old spreadsheet model, I think I forwarded you a copy of it. I do have a very old, clunky –
I couldn't even look at the blank one.
Spreadsheet that if someone wants to use that, I will email it for free to them. It's just – I guarantee you it's much more time-consuming than some of the other resources that are available today. But for some people, that might work.
So many awesome resources, all free, from Dan Osgood. Not only does he do the investment audit, which is 100% free. We go through every investment that you have, identify what it's costing you, identify what you actually own, what's in there. You know, you wouldn't buy Apple stock, but does the mutual fund that you own 8% of the thing?
Or do all seven of them?
Or all seven of them do, and you really own 5% of Apple? I mean, what do you own? What is it costing you? And how much risk do you have on the table? You can find all that out for free, get access to amazing software, complete step one and two of the life plan, 100% free with Dan Osgood at freeinvestmentaudit.com. Freeinvestmentaudit.com, or call the helpline and I'll connect you directly, 619-786-7853. It's 619-786-7853. I think we were, I don't know if it was before the show, we were talking recently, Dan, about someone who was having their money managed by a person. Mm-hmm. And they were paying 2.5% or 3% or something like that.
2.5%.
2.5%. Had no idea if that was the standard or, you know, if that was too much.
Wasn't really even aware that they were being charged for
wasn't
someone
aware.
To manage their money, right?
they were paying 2.5%. Now, I'd imagine if I'm paying someone a 2.5%, which, by the way, I don't even think Goldman Sachs charges that much. But if I was paying that much money, I would assume that someone has all sorts of inside information or ideas. They know someone in Africa who's there at the gold mine where there's gold just pouring out of everywhere or something.
They better have that info because they're going to underperform by 2.5% for sure.
Yeah. And in this case, just out of curiosity, what were the holdings like?
Actually, a good investment portfolio. It was all ETFs, so very low-cost investment vehicles, but they were standard straightforward indexes, the S&P 500, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and a couple other like small and mid-cap. So it wasn't—
For 2.5?
It wasn't a complicated strategy. It wasn't any earth-shattering theory that this person had that they were managing on.
So someone was pretty proud of themselves then, huh?
Apparently, yes.
Wow. See, this is why you need to get the investment audit. It's not just— maybe you do have good investments. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have a good portfolio. That's totally possible. But are you paying too much for it? It's your hard-earned money. You don't have to pay too much. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. All right. When we come back, it's rapid-fire emails. JJ, are you ready?
I am ready.
JJ's inbox. We have to get to your own inbox, especially with rates this low. We got rapid-fire emails coming at you. When we come back, we'll make you smarter than everyone else. Stick around.
If you would like free advice from Mr. Credit, just call or text 619-786-7853. That's 619-786-7853.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out. Mr. Credit here. Stick around at the top of the hour. Big Daddy's in the house, Brian Garrity. He will entertain you. I guarantee it. All right. It's time for rapid-fire emails for JJ, our mortgage guru in the house, who once again ranked top 1% in the nation, according to Mortgage Executive Magazine. JJ, first one here is for you. JJ, I'm trying to figure out when I can get a home loan. Did a short sale 3 years ago. But there were some complications with that, so I had to file Chapter 7 about a year later. I've been told it's 4 years before I can buy another home. Is that true?
William, it is not true. It sounds like you're 2 years past the Chapter 7 BK now, if I have my dates correct. And after 2 years from the BK and the 3 years from the short sale, you should be good to buy using FHA or VA financing.
Is there any way that could be have been messed up somehow? In other words, could the short sale be reporting as a foreclosure or something that keeps him, that's got someone telling him that?
Oh, it's very possible that it could be reported incorrectly, but you know, we can overcome that. If the dates can be proven, and typically you can prove them because it's done and recorded, you can overcome that.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah. This one actually came via text yesterday, because you can text the helpline as well as call in to 619-786-7853. So there really isn't— is there anything that's keeping you 4 years away now? Because I know foreclosure used to be, but it seems like that's gotten a little softer.
Conventional financing. I mean, conventional financing is going to be 4 years after the BK. So Fannie, Freddie, normal 30-year fixed loan, you know, that's where you're going to run into that roadblock.
4 years after the BK?
4 years after the BK.
Or foreclosure.
It's both? Going to be, well, I mean, Fannie Mae, 7 years after the foreclosure, Freddie Mac, 4 to 7 years after the foreclosure.
Okay.
So
for someone who has an FHA loan, let's say they bought a house a year ago, they did a bankruptcy 3 years ago. Okay. You're telling me they can't refinance. Let's say they had the, not a bankruptcy. Yeah. Okay. Bankruptcy or a foreclosure, whatever it was, but they were able to buy an FHA home a year ago, but now they're still only 3 years out from that item, so they couldn't refi into a conventional?
Correct.
Even if they had that year of mortgage history?
Correct.
With the new mortgage?
Correct.
Dang it! Because that's, I mean, right now that's a huge opportunity for people.
Yeah, I mean, the opportunity right now is with the values going up in the last year and a half, 2 years, is definitely refinancing out of FHA or out of conventional financing that has mortgage insurance attached to it and getting into just a, you know, a normal conventional 30-year fixed loan without MI.
If you refi an FHA loan and you're under 80%, do you still have to have mortgage insurance?
No.
You don't?
Well, I mean, if you're going FHA to FHA, yeah. Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Is it drastically reduced or?
No.
It's the same?
It is reduced once at a loan to value less than 95%. It's 5 basis points. It's not much.
And then that's it?
That's it. And after June 3rd, which is not too far away, depending on how much equity position you have, the minimum amount of years that the mortgage insurance will be attached to your loan is going to be 11 years. And if you have less than 10% equity position, it's going to be there for the life of the loan. So I think we're going to see a lot less FHA financing and a lot more conventional financing.
Which is good. Which is a good thing. Yeah. That's a real opportunity right now is to refinance. Even if, I mean, in some cases, even if your rate stays the same, even if it goes up a tad, you know, if you went from 3.25 to 3.375 and you lopped off your mortgage insurance completely, which is just throwing money away. It's throwing money away. I know it's called insurance, but it's not insuring you.
Yeah, it's not insuring you.
It's insuring the bank. So it doesn't do you
any
good.
There's no tax benefit to it.
No tax benefit. It's throwing money in the trash. So even if you could just do that and, you know, take off $400 or $500 a month in mortgage insurance, which they're seeing people pay nowadays, it's insane.
Yeah, I mean, especially once you get above the 625 loan amount, the mortgage insurance is 1.5%. So it's typically more than your property taxes right now.
So you're seeing people pay $700-$800 a month in mortgage insurance?
Yes.
I just wouldn't be able to write the check. I just wouldn't be able to do it. I don't care how much money is in the bank. I just couldn't do it. I just would not be able to do that.
I suppose if that's the only, you know, the only program to get you into that home for whatever reason, I think that's where people just kind of
buy a really nice tent. I just can't do it. Can't pay $800 a month for insurance for the bank.
You can buy a nice new tent every month.
For that amount. Next one is from Kirk. Can I do another FHA loan? We bought our first home in 2006 with an FHA loan, which is now a rental. We're ready to buy again in a different location. Can we use FHA or do we get only one of those per family?
Well, yes, you can, Kirk. It just depends on where the location is. So it typically needs to be in a different county and you need like a job transfer or something to get there. So if we're talking San Diego County here, you bought in San Diego County in 2006 and you're planning on rebuying in San Diego County, no, you won't be able to use FHA. But if it's in a different location, you can have 10 FHA loans. I mean, if you're transferred a lot for job, you could have multiple FHA loans. You could even have, I mean, I'll just give you a second example because non-occupying co-borrowers are typical with FHA. So let's say I'm and not that I'm recommending this, co-signing or co-borrowing.
I'm definitely
but
not.
Let's say you have a student going away to college and you know what? It's going to be cheaper to buy a place for that student to live in than rent something for the next 4 years. And you can actually make some money doing it. You, as a parent, could buy for the student with an FHA financed loan in a different state and be the non-occupying co-borrower. You could have another student go away to a different college in a different area, be a non-occupying co-borrower in that FHA loan, and you could have an FHA loan on your own home.
So San Diego County is huge. So, I mean, if I bought a condo in downtown with FHA and then Jeff convinces me to move out to East County and I want to use FHA there, that's not going to work?
It's not going to work. It really needs to be a different county.
It's North County and East County.
Definitely needs to be a different county. Orange County. Yeah. Orange County. Move to Orange County. Commute. Go to Riverside
nice.
County. Yeah.
Riverside?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can find your little you know, silo that you want to live in and whatever.
I'd like to recommend a yurt.
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, we'll figure it out. Who do we have to petition to get them to reach all the lines? This county is too big. There are states that are smaller than this freaking county. All right. So, Kirk, hopefully that answers your question. It's not going to work. When you say different location, unless you're in a different county, it's not going to work. And it turning into a rental isn't a problem for you. That's
but,
okay.
But here's the thing, Kirk. Like, for Kurt and for everybody else that's thinking this, you can do conventional financing with 3% down. The mortgage insurance is less. The interest rate's probably going to be a little bit higher. But you can get rid of the mortgage insurance faster than you can with FHA.
What's the point of FHA now?
Qualifying. I mean, higher debt-to-income ratios, lower credit scores. You know, if you're rolling a 650 credit score, going conventional, you're going to be kind of taxed with the Fannie Freddie loan pricing, you know, adjustments on interest rate. So instead of 3.25% that you would get with FHA, you're probably in the low fours, maybe a percent higher. So, I mean, there's definitely benefits still to FHA financing, but just I just don't know if a lot of people realize there is a 3% down option just using regular conventional financing.
Interesting. If you have a good credit, then you won't get dinged, though. Right?
You won't get dinged.
But you'll still get the good rate.
Still, yeah, still in the, you know, the upper threes.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Kirk, this is something you want to talk to JJ about. Call the helpline. I'll connect you with him directly. You can also check him out, askjjnow.com. So the phone number is 619-786-7853. You can call or text that number, 619-786-7853. Next one's from Katie. JJ, we just bought our home in the past year, but it sounds like we may have got hosed on the interest rate, which is almost 5%. Honestly, I felt like we were being lied to the entire time. I was never comfortable with the company we used. That said, how long do you have to wait to refinance after buying a home?
Katie, you can refinance right now. NOW. Just get it done.
There's no waiting period. No cooling off period at all?
No.
Wow. So you could refinance the next day, technically?
Well, you technically can. I mean, some companies have something called early payoff, you know, penalties. So you may not be able to go to the same company to do the refinance because obviously the companies make money on interest, and Fannie and Freddie have early payoff penalties when loans do get paid off fast. But you know, it's not written anywhere in your loan documentation that you cannot do that.
Okay, so basically, there is no cooling off period. There is no waiting period whatsoever, Katie. Next time, trust your instincts on this. But for now, call the helpline. We'll connect you with JJ, 619-786-7853. You're north of 4% at this point. You have to take a look at it. If you're paying a significant amount of mortgage insurance, you have to take a look at it. 619-786-7853. Guys, fantastic show today. Really appreciate everyone. Dan Osgood from freeinvestmentaudit.com. Jeff Campbell from Jeff Campbell & Associates, and our mortgage guru, John Giroux. Adam Clark, fantastic job today. Appreciate you, my friend. Stick around for Big Daddy. We'll be back again tomorrow at noon to make you smarter than everyone else.